ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. Text number 14. So we do word for word first, then the sloka, and then the translation. Yaha, that which, to, indeed, Ichaya whimsically kritaha conducted pumbhi by persons abhasha dim reflection he indeed asramat from one's own order of life pritak different svabhava according to one's own nature vihita regulated dharma religious principle kasya in what respect na not ishta capable Prasantaye, for relieving all kinds of distress. Yastu ichaya krita pumbir. Abhasohi asramat pritak. Svabhava vihito dharma. Kasya nista prasantaye. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki ja. A pretentious religious system manufactured by one who willfully neglects the prescribed duties of his order of life is called abhash. A dim reflection or false similarity. But if one performs the prescribed duties for his particular ashram or varna, why are they not sufficient to mitigate all material distresses? Purport. It is indicated here that everyone should strictly follow the principles of varna and ashram as given in the Shastra. In the Vishnu Purana, Canto 3, Chapter 8, Text 9, it is said, Varnasrama charabhata purushena parapuman Vishnur aradyate panta nanyatato shakaranam. One should focus upon the destination for progress, which is to become Krishna conscious. This is the aim and end of all varnas and ashramas. However, if Vishnu is not worshipped, the followers of the Varnashram institution manufacture some concocted god. Thus, it has now become fashionable for any rascal or fool to be elected god. And there are many missionaries who have concocted their own gods, giving up their relationship with the real god. In Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly said that one who worships the demigods has lost his intelligence. Nonetheless, we find that even an illiterate person who has lost all intelligence is elected God. And although he has a temple, it has meat-eating sannyasis, and many polluted activities go on there. This type of religious system, which misguides its poor followers, is strictly forbidden. Such pretentious religions should be stopped altogether. The original system is that a Brahmana should actually become a Brahmana. He should not only take birth in a Brahmana family, but also must be qualified. Also, even if one is not born in a Brahmana family, but has Brahminical qualifications, he must be considered a Brahmana. By strictly following this system, one can be happy without extra endeavor. Sabhava vihito dharma kashanista prasantaye. The real aim of life is to mitigate distress, and one can do this very easily by following the principles of Shastra. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Purport, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text 14 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. Om Ajnanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Shakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatan Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakam Vitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanistare Visabhanu Sute Deve Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kipasinduvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yastu Ichaya Krita Pumbir Avasohi Asramat Pritak Sabhava Bihito Dharma Kasya Nesta Santaye. From this verse, we can understand how the system of religion has to be followed accordingly, based from the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, who is the origin of this knowledge. Knowledge, as we've understood, means Veda, or Veda means knowledge. We were just giving the same class in the Bhagavad Gita the other day. Vidais cha sarvair aham eva vidya vedanta krit vedavit eva cha aham. Of all the Vedas, I am to be known. He is the compiler. And he is the knower of the Vedas. The Vedas is meant for those who are following the Vedic culture, which is eternally true, always. It's perpetual. Shastra. Shastra means that which does not change. It's always the same. We cannot add or subtract. As Prabhupada says in one of the purports, that you cannot change the shastras. But somehow, according to time, place, and circumstances, the shastras may be explained according to present, but the principle never change. And this is a must. The principle of the shastras or the Vedas is a must for everyone who is in the human form of life. The lower species of life, the animals, is not meant for them, because there is no such thing as karma. In human form of life, there is what you call karma, the law of nature, the law which pertains to the actions that we perform. There'll be a resultant reaction accordingly to the modes of material nature that we acquired and the activities that we perform. So everyone must be strictly following these principles. There is no such thing as an excuse. You cannot say, "Oh, I did not know." Human form of life means life of responsibility. There is no such thing as ignorance in human form of life. Now that you have come to this human form of life, Atato Brahma Jignasa, now is the time to inquire about the Absolute. So each and every one of us in this planet Earth, 6 billion, a little bit over 6 billion people, the responsibility is the same. Not just those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, though we have to follow this shastra or the Vedas. It is meant for every walks of life. Everybody, everyone has a purpose or goal of life. They have to understand their relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have to understand the means whereby they'll be able to revive that relationship with the Supreme Lord and ultimately attain that loving relationship with Him, Krishna Prema. So each and every one of us, according to our past karma, we took birth in this human form of life, and we acquired specific, accordingly to the modes of material nature that we acquired and activities that we perform. So not everyone is equal. And therefore, the activities that we perform is classified according to this varna and ashram. Ultimately, the goal is not to perfect whatever status that we have at present. If one is a brahmana, then he acts in the mode of goodness. If one is in vaishya, a little bit more in mode of passion. Kshatriya also, mode of passion. Vaishya, mix. Passion and ignorance. And sudras, more in the mode of ignorance, which most of the population are in the sudra category. So one should focus upon the destination for one to make progress. We should not live this body in ignorance, not knowing where is our next destination. This is very important. Some people say, "Oh, I don't care. If there's life after that, then we'll see." Now I will just enjoy, be merry. Tomorrow, who cares? Who knows? But this is not the process. There is an aim of life. And even though one performs his prescribed duties, still that is not the perfection. The perfection is that we dedicate or dovetail our activities in such a way to please the Supreme Lord. Sansidim Hari Toshanam. And if we don't know what to do or what not to do, then Guru comes in, spiritual master. Unfortunately, nowadays, there are many so-called gurus. Guru means teacher, according to the scripture. Teacher means he lives by his example, like an acharya. According to the scriptures, he lived. It's like we had the other day about 175 teachers here from different academic institutions around the area. And we spoke to them what is real education. Real education means it doesn't change. It is eternal. The education that one can get from the materialistic institutions is relative. It doesn't save us from the time of death. So, nowadays, many gurus sprang up from different corners. But because they are not bona fide, then they cannot really save the disciples or their subjects. It says that in the scriptures also. Na guru na sasyat, na sisya sasyat. One cannot become a guru, a teacher, or a parent, or should not, if they cannot liberate their subjects. So, these gurus, so-called gurus, they teach according to their own concoction. Prabhupada used the word conjugation. Conjugation. I look up in the dictionary what is conjugation. Conjugation means speculation. According to the scriptures, a bona fide guru, his guru is Krishna. Which means, ultimately, Krishna is the Adi Guru. He's the original guru. And then through the cyclic succession, it's transferred down to the present guru, and then he will teach the same knowledge to his disciple. He cannot make up his own. Dharma to saksad bhagavat pranitam. You cannot. Dharma is only enunciated by the Supreme Lord. I was seeing a video the other day of one of so-called guru, and he has a phone on his hand, and he's talking to God. And all of his disciples, they're very joyful. He's talking to God. So there is one disciple, and he asked, "Do you have any question?" "Yes, I have a question." And then the guru says, "Just wait, I'm going to ask God." So he talked to the God. I don't know who's God. And then God says like this, and then he talked back again to the disciple. So everyone was so like joyful, and everyone was so happy. As Prabhupada says, there are only two kinds of living beings in this world, the cheater and the cheated. So if you want to be cheated, there's a lot of cheaters. And this is one of them. I saw another one. He told his disciples, "I want to buy a jet, an airplane jet, so I can travel very fast and I can reach so many people in a short period of time." And then everyone, the disciples, they raised some funds to buy him a brand new jet plane. I don't think it's Air India, but it's super fast. This is not guru. It's what you call bogus gurus. It's concoction. And some of them, they will say, well, if you want to worship me as God, no problem. I give you the blessings to worship me as God. That's not Guru. Guru always says that he's the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord. Gopi Bartu Patakamalayor Dasa 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 Anudas. Real spiritual master, according to the sastra, is categorized accordingly to his understanding of the sastras, Srotriyam Brahmanistam. Srotriyam means he is endowed with realized knowledge. His knowledge is none different from the sastras or the scriptures. And therefore, whatever he says, he is a bayam medium. He is a representative of the Supreme Lord. A Brahmanistan, he has some fix. He is fixed with Brahman or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, we cannot trust. That's why he says that before you take initiation, you have to test the guru. Not test the guru, what does he know, but see if what he says is also what he acts. It's not that he says something and then after that he does something else. So this is Guru. And Guru also, he acts according to the sastra and also to his previous guru and also from previous Vaishnavas. Our practice of devotional service is that so that we can develop guru bhakti. It doesn't matter what position we are in the society or class in society, whether one is a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha or sannyas, every one of us act in such a way according to our guna and karma. However, we all have the same goal, to attain Krishna bhakti. But Krishna bhakti will only be developed if we develop guru bhakti. Without guru bhakti, there is no Krishna bhakti. It's not possible. There is a story in the Mahabharata about one personality who for many is an ideal disciple of his guru. Ekalavya. Ekalavya, actually, he wanted to be the greatest archer. Greatest archer. But his guru says, no, you cannot be. You cannot. And he defied. He did not follow his guru. Instead, he made a form of his guru. And he started worshipping the guru. But then later on, when Guru came, he says, I have one dakshina I want to ask from you. I want you to cut off your thumbnail. Because in archery, you need three. You cannot just go like this. You need three. So I want you to cut your thumb. He followed. But this following, according to the acharyas, the following of Ekalavya to cut his thumb is not because of the love of Guru. It is out of morality. Actually, he's envious of Arjuna. He's envious of a Vaishnava. So, Bhakti is simple. Bhakti is not complicated. Bhakti means we should not be envious of Vaishnavas. Actually, Arjuna asked about Ekalavya to Duryodhan, to Drona, Dronacharya. And Dronacharya, he understood the mentality of Ekalavya. And later on, because of this envy of Ekalavya towards Arjuna, Ekalavya was killed by Lord Krishna. He cannot become free from that offense. It says that actually Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that bhakti is not necessarily we cannot judge the devotion of a person through his external activities. We cannot judge an advancement of a person or a devotee through his devotional activities. We can tell if the person is subordinate to the Vaishnavas, submissive to the Lord's servants. That means the Vaishnavas. Because sometimes we have this experience, practical experience, that devotees, they don't listen to the authorities. They want to do service, but they want to do it on their own, thinking that if they follow their mind or their speculation how to do things, then Krishna will be pleased. But how can we please Krishna if we are not submissive or pleasing his devotees? This is what happened to Ekalavya. It is not possible. His desire is to become greater than a Vaishnava, and this is not devotion. There's no such thing as devotion if you are envy of another devotee. It is not possible. So, the real aim of life is to mitigate distress. So instead of those who are practicing devotional service, they want to overpass or overcome others, to be greater than others in bhakti, they will be only in distress. Externally, they may be looking, I'm doing what I want to do, and I'm doing okay. But actually, he's suffering. He's so much suffering. He has to take birth again and again in this material world. It's not possible to end up one's lifetime and be able to go back home, back to Godhead. Because definitely, Krishna will never, never, ever forgive that personality. So everyone must follow this strictly. In order to advance in Krishna consciousness, we have to follow the instructions of the sastras. The qualities that we will acquire from following the sastras can be improved. And sometimes, if we're not so sure of what we're supposed to do, then Guru will tell us what to do, and we should always follow Guru. There's no such thing as following only 10% or 20%. Follow 100%. We've seen that devotees, they're trying their hard to follow the orders of Guru, so this is very ideal. This is ideal. Then someday we'll become qualified. The qualifications for us to attain love of Godhead is can be given and awarded to us by the spiritual master, guru, sadhus, or the Vaishnavas, as long as we follow in their footsteps, but not imitating them. Prabhupada says there are two things, imitation and following in the footsteps. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, we should follow in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Braj, the way they love Krishna. We cannot imitate them. We have to follow in their footsteps. And how to do this? We are able to do this only by the guidance, able guidance, and special care and attention from the spiritual master or the bona fide representatives of the Supreme Lord. It is the guru who makes us qualified. If the guru gives us instructions what to do, accordingly, the mercy and the blessings of the guru for us to able to fulfill that instructions is given automatically. We don't do anything without the blessings and mercy of the Supreme Lord. So if you follow this strictly, then rest assured, as Prabhupada says, this is the secret of success, not that of Ekalavya. Ekalavya did not become successful. Only later on he followed, yes, I will cut this, but that is not bhakti. That is morality when he cut his finger. So we should not compromise into this. Krishna consciousness is simple, spontaneous, and unconditional. Unconditional. So later on we'll hear more about these different instructions for civilized human beings. And we only have how many more days? Purushottam Mas is almost finished. 4 more days, right? 13th is the last day. That doesn't mean that our austerities, our coming to the morning program will stop because, oh, Purushottam is over, so now it's a good time. No. For devotees, there is no holiday, not holiday, holiday. You call it holiday. There's no weekends. Every day is the same. Monday to Sunday, we all do the same activities. Not that like the materialists say, oh, they only work for the weekends. No. Devotees, they work hard every day for the pleasure of Krishna, for the pleasure of Guru. So whatever austerities that you perform in Purushottam Mas, I hope you become successful. But ultimately, the success of your austerities and your vows is to increase your love towards Krishna. This is the end result of following this vrata, Purushottam Mas vrata. Many are following also different vratas during the year, but many of them, they just want to become materially improved, materially successful. But for devotees, no. We do the same thing, everything, every day for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. So I will stop here. You have any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu, you can give this microphone.
And then they start visiting different temples and different gospels. Swamis, and let me hear from you about things, and if there is a tendency for them as well, I am already for a unity, if I go something extra, there is no harm to it.
Yes.
If you say something about it, there is a problem, if it's positive, make it
Yeah, many devotees, they come to Vrindavan or they want to leave their body in Vrindavan. And yes, they come to the temple and they do something extra, like going to other temples, doing hear others' katha. There is a danger there. As we mentioned earlier, whatever we do in our spiritual life, we have to ask permission from Guru. Even for Grihasthas to have a child, they have to ask Guru. Not whimsically, they decide on their own, and then later on when the child is born, they ask Guru for the name. Guruji, can you give name to my child? We should not be independent. Prabhupada says that everything you need is within the four walls of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. I know those who just day in and day out, they come here, they come for Mangalarti, they do their sadhana, they do a little practical service, and they don't go here and there. I've seen that they're making so much advancement. They're very, very strong. They're very strong. We should not add more of what Srila Prabhupada says. Srila Prabhupada says, everything that you need is in my books. You go to Loi Bazaar also, there is a place there where you can buy so many books. You'll be bewildered. You'll be bewildered. Of course, as one make progress in Krishna consciousness, then he understand more and more about the process, how it can be applied properly. But never a time that one perform bhakti independent without the guidance of advanced devotees. There is no such way thing that say, I'm already advanced and no one can tell me what to do. I know everything. This is the mentality. I know Krishna. So you don't need to come to Srimad Bhagavatam. You don't need to come for Mangal Arati. I know Krishna. One who says, I know Krishna, he does not know Krishna. One who says, I know everything, he does not know anything. One who says, I want more than what Prabhupada says, that means he did not understood what Prabhupada says in his books. If he says, oh, I can go here and there, I can do... That is spiritual suicide. Very soon you will find yourself separate and away. You'll become a separatist. You'll do your own way, and without the association, how can you go back to Godhead? I've seen some of our members, they hear kata outside, and when it comes for prasadam, they are here. Because we have the best prasadam. We have the best of everything. Prabhupada says, if you don't like our class, then you come and sit here. You give the class. He said that in Vrindavan. Even to chant, you should chant within the temple. Don't go here and there. That means your mind is just telling you here and there. Unless you have to, you know, you go for japa walk or something. It's very dangerous. Vrindavan is a land of Krishna, where naturally everyone loves Krishna, but not everyone here is a devotee. There are a lot of mayavadis here. I met many of them. They don't believe in Krishna. But they are in Vrindavan. That's what you call bogus. So one must be very careful. Don't go outside. I don't go to Loi Bazaar also. Sometimes when I go there, once in a blue moon, they will ask me, Maharaj, where have you been? I haven't seen you for months. I say, I'm here in Vrindavan. I just don't go. But some devotees, the first thing that they will do when they reach Vrindavan, they go to Loi Bazaar. I call it Loi Bazaar. They go there, they spend. He says that if you want to forget Krishna, go to Loi Bazaar. You are in Vrindavan, but you'll forget Krishna there. So one must be careful. Very, very careful. Prabhupada warned us, we just repeat what Srila Prabhupada says. Don't read any other books unless you ask your Guru Maharaj. We have our own Bhagavad Gita. Don't read Gita Press, Bhagavad Gita. We have our devotees translated Mahabharata. Don't read other. You'll get bewildered. Yes, sir. This is what I've read. No, he doesn't take sides. But he attained impersonal liberation. Krishna, if he kills the demons, they also get liberated. For Krishna, he's equal. This is what he called, Krishna is equal to everyone. For the demons and for the devotees. Devotees, they also get liberated. But their liberation is different from the impersonalist or the Rakshasas or the demons. Ravana got killed also by Lord Ram, but of course he is Jai or Vijay. But demons, if they are killed by the Supreme Lord, they also get liberated. Karna or Bhishma.
Karna was doing the wheel of the chariot. His master. Then that time Krishna ordered Arjuna that he killed him because otherwise he cannot kill him. And Arjuna started fighting. So he said, never mind, you cannot kill him otherwise, you kill him now.
In the Bhagavad Gita, in the Mahabharata, in the battle of Kurukshetra, everyone is already killed. Arjuna just became the instrument to do it. Lord Krishna says, don't worry, they're all killed by me already. It's just the action. Krishna arranged all of them that they already killed. But Arjuna became the hero. The hero of Bhagavad Gita is not Krishna. The hero of Bhagavad Gita is his devotee, Arjuna. Because he follows the instructions of Krishna. So we're like that also. We don't become a hero by overpassing or overcoming the other devotee, become greater than others. We don't become a great devotee by trying to become greater than other devotee. No. And this is the lesson that we've heard from here. That if he just followed his guru, he wants to learn Dhanurveda. But his guru says, no, I cannot teach you. Because you know that if he become expert in Dhanurveda, he'll defeat Arjuna. And he did not follow that. He did not follow the order of guru. So, we don't decide what we should be. In Krishna consciousness, guru decides what we should be. And we just follow with love. That if I follow my Guru Maharaj, I'll be in the right place. And we should not think, oh, is that right place for me in the future or not? That is not of our concern. You don't worry about that. Our only worry is how we can please Guru and Krishna. Okay, so this is how we learn, what we learn from here. Yes, he will always forgive you, but if you disrespect him, Krishna will not forgive you. Guru will forgive you, but Krishna will not forgive you. And therefore you have to suffer. Okay? Vaishnava is always forgiving. This is one of the topmost qualities of a Vaishnava. Forgiveness. If you can forgive easily, that means you are Krishna conscious. If you cannot forgive another person in spite of the wrongdoings and the mistakes, that means your Krishna consciousness is not so deep. The more you easily forgive, knowingly the condition state of the other person, you try to give him some chance to improve by forgiving him, then you are Krishna conscious and you're letting that person also to become Krishna conscious. But if you offend the devotee, he may forgive you, but Krishna will not forgive you. Anything else? From the Mataji's side, any question there? Oh, there is one here. Come here. You're too far. Microphone doesn't reach that far. One last question. Was that again? Why devotee is more merciful than Krishna? Wow, that is a very heavy question. Yeah, Krishna says, Konteya pratijanihi name bhakcha prayachate. Declare it boldly that my devotee will never perish. Because sometimes Krishna changes his mind. That makes him perfect. But devotee, jiva doi nama. I was just wearing that this morning, that violet band. The mercy of the devotee towards the conditioned souls are always there by giving them the holy name of the Lord, which is the essence of these scriptures of Dharma. So he's always willing. Always, freely. Why? Because bhakti is in his heart. Bhakti is overflowing, so he has to give mercy all the time. Huh? What's that? There is what you call ATM. Not ATM, always give you money all the time. But all time mercy. ATM. So devotees are like that. But don't abuse the mercy, the compassion, the kindness of the bhaktas. Because if you abuse, then you'll commit Vaishnava parad. If you say, oh, Maharaj says devotee is always forgiving, so let me take advantage of this. I know some devotees, they always smile. Even if they're angry, they're still smiling because they're devotees. But be careful. You don't abuse them, because if you abuse them, they'll be like, Nishinghade! they're really going to be really. Those who are quiet devotees, who are very kind, peaceful, don't take advantage of them. Okay? You'll be in big trouble if you. Okay, Vishal Prabhu, one last question from Vishal Prabhu, or a comment.
I just want to make a comment that the Vaishnavas, superior devotees like Sri Prabhupada, are most dear to Krishna.
Yes.
So Krishna is sold out to his pure devotees.
Yes.
Yeah, but the question is that you indicated that the ultimate goal of life is to please Krishna.
Yes.
Which is true. I said that Srila Prabhupada once upon a time, Srila Prabhupada, I can't please Krishna. I can't please Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada said to me, you shouldn't think that you can please Krishna, nor should you think you cannot please Krishna, but you should know what pleases Krishna, but always feel yourself falling short of pleasing the Lord.
Yes.
Would you comment on that?
Did you hear what he said? The Prabhupada says that we should always, we cannot please Krishna, but we can please him by thinking that we are falling short of how to please him, right? That's the way how we can please. Yeah, we should not, even if we know, just like he says that, one should not be more intelligent than his Guru Maharaj. You want to please your Guru, but you should not think that I know the best how to do it. You should always think yourself as full number one, not full number two. Okay. You should think as, even though you know, you should always be in humble position saying that even if you know, let's say if Guru, sometimes devotees, they have some expertise that the Guru doesn't know. Right? But still, in front of Guru, you should not act in such a way. You want to please him. Say, Guru Maharaj, I know. You can say, Guru Maharaj, I know something. So we should be in front of, we should always think we're fallen. The pure devotees of the Lord, this is their feelings, that they're always fallen. Like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he said that, I am more fallen than the worm in the stool. Even though he's Mahabhagavat. So, yes, the opposite of humility is pride. One should not be proud. We got nothing to be proud of. Nothing. Zero. The only thing that we can be proud of is that we're practicing devotional service and we should share this to others. That you can be. And then in this way, you'll be able to please Krishna. Not so easy to please Krishna, but at the same time, it is very easy to please Krishna. Not so easy to please Krishna because of our false ego. It's easy to please Krishna once we become, or once we understand that we should be submissive to the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas means pure devotees. There are different levels of Vaishnavas also. So those Vaishnavas that we're mentioning, spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, advanced Vaishnavas. Still, we have to be very careful, even though some Vaishnavas are beginners, not to offend them. Then it's easy to please Krishna. Okay, we stop here. Thank you for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai gaur premanande. Hari hari.